North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will close one of his country's main missile testing and launch sites. The announcement today came on the second day of talks between Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in in the North Korean capital. The leaders called the agreement on the missile site a step toward peace on the peninsula. President Trump responded at the White House this morning.
Prior to becoming president, it looked like we were going to war with North Korea. And now we have a lot of progress. We've gotten our prisoners back. We're getting our remains back. They continue to come in. A lot of tremendous things. But very importantly, no missile testing, no nuclear testing.
Joining us now is Gene Lee, director of the Center for Korean History and Public Policy at the Wilson Center. Gene Lee, how significant is this step by Kim to dismantle this missile site?
Every step is significant, and this we still need to wait to see how this plays out, because remember that there was a huge if. This was all conditional on the steps that the U.S. takes, and this is something that Kim Jong-un has been very firm about. He's saying this denuclearization process is not just North Korea making steps. You, the United States, have to do something as well. And so he has made that conditional, throwing it back in President Trump's court. And I should point out, and I have been to this rocket launch pad myself in North Korea, I should point out that he has done things like this before. He did blow up a nuclear tunnel earlier this year. And what we need is for international inspectors to come in and verify that this is irreversible. And, you know, when he promised to blow up that nuclear tunnel. He also promised to allow inspectors, international observers, but that didn't happen. So I think we have to wait to see how this plays out.
Well, what does he want the U.S. to do?
This is what's important, is that is this enough to convince President Trump or convince the Americans to move forward in the talks between North Korea and the United States? You know, they're stalled right now because the United States wants to see some concrete steps from Kim Jong-un. So is this enough? Did they put on enough of a show in Pyongyang? And did he offer enough of a show of commitment to denuclearization for them to move forward? And that is really the key point here.
When you say commitment to denuclearization, the way that this sounded when President Trump met with Kim was that they were really moving in that direction, that denuclearization was going to happen, start to happen pretty quickly. It sounds now like we're pretty far away from that.
North Korea has been pretty consistent for years, for decades, in saying what we want is a world without weapons, but that includes the United States. And so what they will be pushing for is denuclearization on the part of the United States as well. And that means many different things, including perhaps the withdrawal of U.S. troops or the withdrawal of the U.S. nuclear umbrella maintained over Northeast Asia, including South Korea and Japan. And these are very tricky issues. I don't think that they will be resolved. This is one step in the process, but we're still a long way from lasting peace.
And what do you make of what's going on between North and South Korea on the peninsula right now? That it's not President Trump or even Pompeo talking to Kim right now. It's Kim talking to the president of South Korea, Moon Jae-in.
This is a show of unity by the Koreans. It's very interesting to see. This is the Koreans saying, we want to take control of what happens on our peninsula. However, they both know that their future does rely on the relationship with the United States. And it's a good reminder that that Korean War armistice was signed between North Korea and China on one side and the United States and the U.S.-led UN command on the other. South Korea is not a signatory. So they absolutely need to resolve this standoff between North Korea and the United States in order to secure their own peaceful future. So what they're doing is trying to put some pressure on the United States. They're saying, hey, listen, we are on the same page. What are you going to do? And so it's a show of unity. And there's so many other things. I think that President Moon is also trying to convince his people. Remember that they, the South Koreans, have had almost a decade of almost with very little interaction. He needs to get his people on board. And part of this is propaganda designed to show them that they are the same people as the North Koreans and that they have a shared future.
You used to be the AP bureau chief in Pyongyang. How do you think that the North Korean people are viewing all of this?
It's reassuring for the North Koreans to have the South Korean president to feel that South Korea has not left them behind. They're very aware now that South Korea has become a wealthy, you know, the world's 11th largest economy, which is absolutely astounding. They're very aware of the wealth and the prosperity in South Korea. And my interactions with the North Koreans, I get the sense that they don't want the South Koreans to forget about them and to leave them behind. And so this is a reassuring moment for them.
That's Jean Lee, who is director of the Korea program at the Wilson Center. Jean, thank you.
It was great to join you today.